Welcome, KGNU listeners. This is Media Gardens, KGNU's Youth Radio Initiative. I'm your host, Martin Betterlongo, and Media Gardens is dedicated to elevating Boulder County youth voices. And today we have a very special guest, Rebecca Shanfield, who is the coordinator of the sixth grade Angevine Middle School I Have a Dream cohort. So what's the official name for the cohort?
So our official name is Alicia. And they started when they were in second grade at the Alicia Sanchez School, and we follow them all the way through high school.
Well, it's been a really exciting workshop with you all. We did the fall of 2022, and then we also did the spring semester of 2023. And it's been a challenge getting the podcast together. We had usually the workshops last only 8 weeks or so. In this case with middle schoolers, for me as the coordinator, it was a big challenge. But it was exciting, and I'm really happy with the stories that we ended up with. We have things from history about Halloween to mental health resources and coping mechanisms. We have anime fanatics. We have All You Want to Know About Chess. And we have Protectora de Animales. We have a podcast that's completely in Spanish about protecting animals. So what do you think was our reasoning for wanting to elevate these student voices and helping them get their stories and their passions out there?
Yeah, great question. So working with middle school, as you have experienced, they have a lot of opinions and a lot of things that they need to say, and they want to have a lot of independence. And then when it comes to them actually sharing their voices, I feel like they're kind of turned away sometimes. So letting them have a space where they're asked questions to share their knowledge and their expertise on things, they really shine. And like you said, it was a challenge getting them to even focus on one topic. They had so many different ideas, and one day, you know, they want to do skateboarding, the next day they want to do the history of Halloween. And so when we finally got them to focus and share something that they were really passionate about, it was really rewarding to watch them shine in that light.
You might actually hear my voice and Rebecca's voice during these podcasts, because the format that we did it in was actually interviewing them. We found that that was the best way to get them kind of on track, or just to do a full session with them so that they would share about their passions. Anything else you want to share with us before we have our audience members listen to these fantastic podcasts?
Having Martin in the class was really fun, and it was also funny to introduce what a podcast was to students. They're so used to looking at screens, and they were so confused. Why are we just going to listen to something without seeing it, like on YouTube? It was a different like visual and audio experience for them. And I think in the end, they really got a lot out of it and got to share part of their identities with the audience.
Well, thanks so much, Rebecca. It's been a pleasure. And we hope you all enjoy the podcast.